getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
For that, it was Jason Sattler, S-A-T-T-L-E-R, columnist for USA Today that I just had my conversation with. I'd like to say dismembered, which I think I did a pretty good job. This is the bottom line is this. The Democrats don't have a message. So what do they rely on? Labeling me or labeling others and making a whole host of assumptions, which, by the way, he was wrong about every single time. He makes all of these assumptions about who I am and labels me. Well, let's just put a white pointy hat on him and call him a bigot. That'll work. We'll paint him up and make him into a clown. All conservatives are bigots, and all Republicans that voted for Trump are bigots, and Donald Trump is polishing white supremacy. And what abject garbage. Do you find this, the whole left labeling is just offensive to me.
Well, I mean, I think the conversation is important, though, because
it was
just
fun.
Just from that conversation alone, he could go back and say, okay, I mean, obviously, this is not what a majority of conservatives believe, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly right. And this guy writes for USA Today with this convoluted garbage of labeling, and it's this and that. And by the way, if you didn't hear this story, the Department of Homeland Security issued warnings to Charlottesville. And let me read, and this is from Politico, by the way. Not exactly your bastion of conservatism. Politico, the left-leaning website, radical left sometimes, says that in the DHS memo, it contain this line: anarchist extremists and white supremacist extremists online are calling on supporters to be prepared for or to instigate violence at the 12 August rally. They knew that violence was coming from many sides, as the president said. So that was coming and they knew it. Well, and those in Virginia did little about it.
The confusing thing is we had a lot of reports that said that the police pushed the
two sides together.
The neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, sure, those people on that side, into
Antifa. Yeah.
Which then caused this big clash. To me, why would you ever do that? That seems like a failure in policing.
Well, unless you're the governor of Virginia, and that's kind of the result you want. I'm not saying that he wanted anybody to die, but if that was the optic you were hoping for, so you could play the narrative of, oh, look at all these bigoted, you know, Republican unite the right garbage. Mm-hmm. So you could follow the same nonsense that Jason Sattler was trying to sell here, this snake oil that he was trying to sell. And I'll just stand up and say simply this: neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, Antifa, and all these fringe groups have no place in polite society or in our society,
right,
which isn't all that particularly polite a lot of the time. But the fact of the matter is these people have no place in my conversation, and I'll not sit there any longer and quietly take this garbage, nor will I allow people like Jason Sattler to label me or smear me or you for being a conservative or supporting something that he doesn't. And because those days are over. We're done sitting idly by.
Right. Well, I agree with you there. But I also saw a lot of videos with the Berkeley incidents that happened over the weekend as well. And the same thing occurred where it seemed like when they were trying to filter people out, they were bringing these two groups together, which then just create all of this violence. And I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand the violence to begin with.
I mean, no, you don't like the cruelty. That's what
I don't like the cruelty. I mean, how black-hearted can you be to just
beat somebody, pummel them into the ground,
beat the crap out of people? I mean, for what? Anyways, it's unbelievable to me how hateful people can be. I don't understand it at all, but
I don't get it either. Hey, here's something brought to my attention by Ivy, by the way. If you didn't say good morning to Ivy, good morning, Ivy. Good. Well done. Anyhow, if nobody saw this, there was a car that attempted to ram Donald Trump's motorcade in Missouri yesterday. The guy came racing this white sedan out of the woods, and it's caught on smartphones,
yeah,
on the cell phones, and the guy comes out of the way, but he hits a drainage ditch, a concrete drainage ditch, and basically rips off the bottom of his car. It doesn't make it onto the street, but if it hadn't happened that way, he would have timed it. He would have hit the presidential limo, potentially, yeah, trying to make a statement. Now, I don't know where this person is or these people are. I'm Sure, they're getting...
I'm amazed that we haven't seen it anywhere on mainstream media. Like, you'd think that this would be out there, but I just happened to find it, and I'm thinking, what in the world is this guy thinking?
Yeah, why was this... There was an attack on the presidential motorcade that's been completely ignored. It's up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page now.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this happening. The car comes out clearly, and then later, like maybe a minute later, a car wheels around with a bunch of Secret Service folks, or, you know, guys in black ties and black suits jump out to take over the situation. But the time delay was massive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that car, for example, if that car had an IED or something in it, it would have come away. Now, the beast can take that. It's not going to hurt that limousine. The beast can take it. I mean, everybody knows that, but. Anyhow, the hotline number, 888-900-9966. Pretty shocking to see this car, and nobody picked up on it until now that the motorcade had been attacked. It was an attempted attack, for
the
sure.
The roads were closed for miles, and you can see that in the video, that there was no one around. Everything was blocked off. And then all out of the woods comes this white vehicle. And had it not been for him hitting this ditch the way that he did, who knows what would have happened, but...
Storm ditch. Yeah, the storm ditch stopped him right there. All right, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You know, even there are some honest liberal reporters, though. So I don't want to take away from everybody. One of those folks is a guy by the name of Hiawatha Bray. He writes for the Boston Globe, and he said he's been talking to many of his colleagues who are frankly appalled by the blatant bias and opinion mongering that has substituted for straight-ahead news coverage since Donald Trump was elected president. So there are some people that say that the coverage is slanted and hostile. Hiawatha Bray has been writing for the Boston Globe for many, many years, and highly celebrated author and writer. And so there are some honest opinion makers out there. I wanted to make sure you understood that, and it's not just one-sided. We'll have some final thoughts here on the Steve Gruber Show right after this.